Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Well. People, I'm feeling better. Y'all know I've been sad, even my brother gone, but I'm feeling better, goddammit. Welcome to the show. We really been getting into it concerning this life of confidence and this life of having women, this life of having shit the way you want it. I just so hope you didn't think it was going to stop, because it ain't. We finna kick it. The call-in number is 845-277-9263. Call in, ask whatever you want to ask, I'm answering. You know, we all men. So, I mean, there's guys out there that want to be pimps because they knew I was a pimp. There's guys out there that want to be just good squares because they know I'm a square now. So, I don't have to separate the information. I shouldn't have to separate it, but if I do, I will, but I don't think I do. We just going to appropriate it to where it has the most use for us. Otherwise, if you a square, then I say some shit like, man, you pimp motherfuckers need to understand that it's like this. Just take that the word pimp out. Because I'm telling you, man, this is what you guys don't really understand about me. I talk to a vast amount of people. They're different. They're not the same, and they don't have to be. So what I'm saying is, when I'm doing this doggone show, all these people are listening. Not every show, but I'm saying on every show, there's a lot of different people as far as where they're coming from in life listening. So I can't just talk to pimps. I can't just talk to squares. So I have to talk the way I do. And what I'm saying to you is this, all you can, you know, because I reason I'm saying this is I've been getting emails about, I know your show back and all that, but could you do one for the squares, or they might get a pimp that can be, can you do some more pimp shit? No, motherfucker. Everything I say is about game. And game can be used no matter what the fuck you're doing. So just remember that as we keep going on. Now, this show, you know, brought to you by 57517. I see you got a question already. What's happening, brother?
What's up, Professor? How you doing? How you feeling?
Let's cameo. What's happening? I recognize your voice.
Yeah. I'm doing good. You know, I was just thinking about that conversation we had last week, and it sparked some other thoughts in my mind.
That's what conversation, bro. Hey, wait. See, we can't just let you say shit. Hold on for a second. I just spilled something. We can't let you say shit and don't clarify it. Hold on one sec. And you ain't saying nothing wrong or nothing like that. I'm just saying, man, when you say the conversation we had, blah, 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 it sparks some new thoughts. What I'm saying, and what's important there, is that's what is supposed to happen every time you talk to somebody of your caliber or higher. And if it don't happen, that's what lets you know, fuck them. All right, go ahead, man.
Right. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start off by answering the question that you ended last show with. What do I believe in?
Right.
I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in God or the universe, and I believe in the game because the game will assist me in navigating through the trials and tribulations of life.
Right. That's a good answer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, what else
I want to say thank you. Okay. I want to say thank you for being the vessel that the universe is using to answer my prayer of having at least one of the Bay Area Hollywood legends take me under their wing and show me the ropes. Your only requirement is that I understand that you talk a lot of shit, you're brutally honest, but that's cool with me because I'm getting the game and I'm applying it. I'm not scared of the game. I'm inspired and motivated by the game. So I'm running towards your double barrel Uzi. I ain't running away from it.
Let me ask you something, Cameo. Initially, now you got to think back a little bit, but initially, were you scared of the game?
No, because I wasn't scared of the game because that's what I always wanted. I always wanted the game. I always wanted somebody to lace me with the game. So, but what you did was I had always prided myself on being this excellent thinker and nobody could outthink me and all that type shit. But when I got into SWU, you challenged my every thought. It took me 9 months to graduate, and a motherfucker can't get a C and graduate from SWU.
Thank you.
A motherfucker can't get a B and graduate. Motherfucker got to get an A. So it took me 9 months. You challenged my every thought. My every thought. And after that 9 months, it took me additional 9 months just to process and comprehend everything that I had went through in SWU, which has brought me to this point.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Everything you saying is like music to my ears because this is what it's about. And that extra 9 months that you say you took to process shit, it wasn't processing it. It was applying it. You had already processed it. You already thought it out. You just hadn't had enough situations to where you can apply everything. You might have had one or two, you know, the situations, and you was able to see some shit. But after that, that's why it's very important. 3.0, I ain't gonna say what it is, but 3.0 is very important. If you remember what it is, it has to do with what think it do it is really about. You know, if you got to think about it, then you ain't really about it yet. Now, let me ask you something, man. Be brutally honest to me. Do you have to think about shit now before you do it?
Not as much as I used to. When I do think about some longer than just to think it, do it, I'm trying to weigh every side of the scenario or the situation.
Is that good
and
or
I'm
bad?
I'm trying to weigh my options.
Hold on.
Huh?
Is that good or bad?
That's good because I ain't going to let nothing come out of my mouth that I don't mean.
Stop. That's bad. Because everything
okay.
come out your mouth is what you mean. And you got to quit second guessing yourself. You're still doing that if that's what you're doing. Because weighing options means you're giving yourself opportunities to see this or that, which in your mind could mean you're really on time. You're really doing what you should do. But in reality, you stopping your progress because you don't. I don't think about shit, man. I think about it after. And what I'm saying is 9 out of 10 times, I don't have no negative thoughts to think about because whatever I was going to do happened the way I wanted it. That maybe not exactly, but it happened the way I wanted it to happen. If I start thinking about the other ways that it could happen, not only will it make me miss what's happening, it'll make me have doubt about whatever the decision that I come up with. Now, with you, it might not make you have doubt. So I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying to me, or for me, to consider or weigh my options, fuck an option. Now, I do consider my options before I decide. And this is really fast. So I'm saying I'm not weighing options like, hey, let me think about this thing. You know, once I think to do something, I already know I can do it like the way I'm thinking. But then as I'm thinking to do it the way I'm thinking, I also think of other things that I could do or other ways I could do it. And at the same time, let's say it takes 10 steps to get to what I want to do. On the first step, I'm headed toward what I want to do. Second step, I'm headed toward what I want to do. Third step, I'm thinking about some shit. Fourth step, I'm considering some more shit. Fifth step, I had already seen all that shit. Sixth step, I'm going on with whatever I chose out of that shit. Seventh step, I'm going stronger because I didn't make the decision. Eighth step, fuck everything. Now I'm too close. You feel me?
I feel exactly what you're saying. And my conversation is a lot better, too. My timing and my flow, I listen better, which means the bitch is going to tell me how to get at her by the shit she's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
And what I need to...
Stop. I need you to repeat that. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. I said my conversation got a lot better. My timing and my flow, I have a spiel now. And I see that it worked. You know what I'm saying? And
no, man, what you said was, you know now, through what you've been doing, that the bitch is going to tell you what to say to her.
Yeah, because I listen better now. You know what I'm saying? And that when she say something, that let me know what she needs to hear from me.
Thank you. Wait, stop. Don't say nothing. All you guys, what he just said is the actual gem so far. Because unless you know and believe what he just said, you ain't going to catch no goddamn bitch with your conversation. You ain't going to be finesseful enough to catch a bitch because you ain't doing shit but talking. Do you see what he's saying, how he listened, how he have a determination, how he has intent? What I'm saying is the motherfucker ain't necessarily learned all that shit in SWU, but I'll go as far as to say he really learned that shit at SWU. He might have thought some of this shit, but now since it's been broke down to where he can see it, to where he can apply it, it ain't no real magnanimous or no goddamn great shit. It's just that until you learn it, it's going to be like a secret. So, Cameo, let me ask you this, man. I do know, And you guys has been on here before, and you heard, I ain't asking Cameo to call me. I'm not asking. Oh, hey, you guys, I fucked up, and when I made this damn show, I forgot to put the time on it. So it only gave me 15 minutes. I know I can go longer than 15 minutes, but it might not be an hour. So I'm just saying it might cut off on us. But my point is, Cameo is applying what he learned. Cameo knows a conversation is more than just talking. That brother don't just talk. That's why he's seeing all this stuff that he sees. He put in work. Every time he used whatever he's thinking to say, he already got some follow-up. He already got a whole bunch of thoughts of what the bitch might say in response. I mean, he got all of this. But he didn't realize it like he's realizing it now until he started applying it on his own. See, bro go out now and he thinking of all the shit he learned. Not thinking of how to do it, but I'm saying when you're going out, man, you got to be scoping. And whenever you see, you got to get it. You got to get at it. You cannot afford to let your thoughts not be rewarded. So my point is this. As you think, as you do whatever you do, and see the success in it or the failure in it, doing what you think motivates you. Ain't nobody say you're going to hit a home run every time you get up to bat. And if you think that, then you ain't really trying to play baseball. It's how you react when you hit a single. It's how you react when you strike out. These things is what's really important. And in the game of dealing with bitches, you really got to be able to apply all these analogies. And what is significant, Cameo, as far as you go? Because I was your instructor. You wasn't even this sharp in school. You given a lot more thought to what you're doing. And you rationalize it to where you coming from, which is all I ask. You know what I'm saying, Cameo?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, Professor, and I appreciate you. I love you all, Lance. One more thing.
Hey, I know you do, you young motherfucker. Hey, Cameo was an arguer. Cameo would argue with a nigga. I think he quit once or twice, or I booted him out once or twice. But who gives a fuck? That's life. Ain't nobody going to be agreeing with you. Everything ain't going to be going goddamn special. What I'm saying is I think I booted him out one time because in my mind he was being weak. And then when he got back at me, Professor, I kind of noticed, woo-woo-woo. And he included this weak shit he did. I don't fucking know what it was, so I ain't really caring. But what I'm saying is, man, this nigga acknowledged that shit. That's growth. That's growth. And sooner or later, you guys will understand nothing that's really useful is going to be easy for you if you got a constitution. Even though you got the wrong kind of constitution, even though you're not really, really, really what you want to be. Well, I'm saying a lot of you guys, that's your constitution. It's only half-baked. And it ain't going to support you. This motherfucker learned how to manipulate whatever I'm saying to his constitution. And manipulating it to his constitution, translate what I'm saying into something he can do. And I'm hearing it, Cameo, you know. And check this out, Cameo. Think about this. Before, you wouldn't have called in to express your goddamn thoughts. Right or wrong?
You're right. Because, you know, I was so, like, prior to SWU, you know, I was going through a lot of shit. And, you know what I'm saying? What I was doing was so against the grain.
Stop. Before SWU, you was going through a lot of shit. Since SWU, did that shit stop? I don't think so. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I answered the question. I can't answer the question that I asked. But did that shit stop your problems, whatever changes?
No, but I know how to deal with them now.
Stop. The answer is no. So what I'm saying is, fellas that's listening, what changed was his mentality. What changed is him accepting what time it is and dealing with it. He don't wish no more. I wish it was like this. Fuck that. It's like this, and I'm going to make it like this. I don't have the words for your thoughts. Only you have those words. And when you hear them, you got to do some shit to whatever, manipulate it, change it, make it what you want it to be if it ain't. And I'm saying this man has learned, SWU taught you that, Cameo, is what I'm telling everybody. And I guess you do agree, but would you agree with that? It taught you that?
Yeah, it taught me all of that. It taught me so much because, you know, I understand now that
my intentions were good, but I was thinking about a lot of the shit I was doing the wrong way. I was thinking incorrectly about a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, bro, I'm going to put you back in, but I'm fucking glad we had this minute to talk because it was very strong. Hey, you guys. So, my thing is this. I got AskRosebud.com. I got RosebudTheAuthor.com. Any one of them you fuck with, you can help me out because I need help. The Rosebud the Author is my books. I got a gang of them on there. I don't think any of them is over $8. And you can afford it. I will hook you up. And what I'm saying is, man, shit, Ask Rosebud is about this shit we're talking about now. Anything on there you can get. I got deals, blah, blah, blah. Then I got a lot of dudes telling me how deep my shit is, how far I go into what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is part of that is because I'm serious and I take notes. I write bullet points. And sometimes you probably see me looking at them bullet points if I'm on a video or whatever. But even right now, I have bullet points because I want my shit to make sense. I'm not just talking. You know, when you're just talking, you can entertain just as well as you can when you're talking about something specific. 646, I just saw you raise your hand. What's up?
Well, what's up, man? Look, you're walking down the street, man. You see a nigga kind of grilling you down. Do you stare at this nigga or you keep going like you don't see him?
Well, first of all, staring at the nigga, you talking about making eye contact and both of y'all looking at each other as y'all walk or come toward each other?
Yeah, but...
No, you don't
do
that.
Yeah, but you look up, you
no,
can kind of see...
No, don't do that. No.
Okay,
what
you do is look
at that nigga and let that nigga see you seen him, and then you do whatever you do, but you still keep your eye on this motherfucker. You ain't, you know, looking at him, but you ain't not seeing him either.
I don't.
You know what?
I don't get it. I know you don't. I don't understand
because,
what you mean.
Listen. Don't nobody need explanations. Not me. Just say what you got to say. I'm good. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. If you look at the motherfucker and you get eye contact and you stare at him hard, like he's staring at you, by the time he get at you, you might have a problem. And if you, on the other hand, if you're looking at this motherfucker, and then you're trying to avoid making eye contact with him, you know, you might have a problem when you get close, because the first one represents you hard, the second one represents you soft. So you got to be either one of those. So you got to look at that motherfucker, and as you walk in, you got to look off to somewhere else, and, you know, look at that for a second because you know this dude is still far away. But then when you turn your head back in his direction, let that motherfucker see you checking him. And then you check yourself, look down, you know, look behind you as you're walking, taking your eyes off that motherfucker to let that motherfucker know you ain't scared. Do you see now?
I see.
What I'm saying, bro,
yes, I
is not, is not about the shit you be thinking. It's about what you do about what you thinking. So let me ask you something, bro. And since I done already gave you the answer, you can lie to me. But I prefer you tell the truth so everybody can get the message. What the fuck would you have done in that situation? Be real, man. Come on.
Well, what I do in that situation is I don't even look at the nigga. I don't show no eye contact at all.
Why?
Because I ain't into looking at niggas. I'm into bitches.
Yeah, but the bitch ain't walking down the street coming towards you. Stop.
And
don't say that. Listen. Don't say nothing. Listen. That's how punk your answer was, man. And in a situation like you're explaining, if something came up and you made a response like that, you would have been judged punk. Because the only way you ain't gonna let a nigga know you see him coming is if you're scared. Period. That's the only way. If you're scared, you ain't going to let him know.
Mm.
But if you ain't scared, nigga, I see you, but fuck you. I'm looking over here doing whatever. You know, until I get close enough to keep my eyes on you. And then when I keep my eyes on you, as we pass, I'm going to say, what's up, bro? I'm judged a motherfucker, or I'm judged hard, or I'm judged don't fuck with me in that case. Any of them, I'm going with. I'll take any one of them judgments. But don't judge me, punk. Because that nigga might stop and say, man, you got a light? And he's thinking, if this nigga reaching his pocket, I'm going to gank his motherfucking ass. You don't know what this nigga thinking. Yeah, but you know what niggas think. And you ready for all that. So you speak, bro, you got to like, oh, man, I don't want to go. Who's going? Handling shit. Not letting shit handle you, bro. It's a big fucking difference. You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. So, let's go a little deeper into this shit, man. And I'm telling you, this goddamn, it's my fault because I didn't put an hour or hour and a half, and it gives you 15 minutes. So, if it cut off, I'm sorry. But, you know, some of you motherfuckers need coaching. But that's up to you. If you want to get coached, fine. If you don't, fine. What I'm saying is, just don't get the impression that I don't want to speak to you. I'm only want to speak to guys who want to do some pimping. Man, I speak to any motherfucker on manhood on the motherfucking plate. I have the ABP principles. Always be playing or you gon' get played. Period. So, I just want to talk about I'm a generalize, but I just want to talk about some of the different problems that you up against. So if you do have something to say, press one. Let's kick it. One more thing. I've been accused of being a dope dealer. A few of the motherfuckers that fucks with me have said that they find themselves hooked on my goddamn shows and can't get enough. So from now on, I just want to warn you motherfuckers, just use caution when you listen to me, because the shit I talk is pure dope. Anyway, let's kick it about quality, how you become a quality person, and how you use your particular quality to catch. See there? Did you know we was going to talk about some shit like this? A lot of people don't know what makes a quality person. They think it's their clothes. They think it's how they talk. Or they might even think it's how they look. They think everything except what it is. What makes you a quality person is your actions. Your actions speak louder than any of that other bullshit you could say or do. Now, if I was one of you motherfuckers out there trying to get action or attention, I would be the most polite motherfucker you ever seen. 646, what's up with you, baby?
Okay, I got another question. You out and about, and you see a bitch with her boyfriend. You minding your business, the bitch staring at you. Then all of a sudden, you see her kiss or rub her boyfriend. What does that mean?
Okay, now, literally, you said a lot there. You say you out and about, minding your business, and you see a broad with her man, and she looking at you, and then she do what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she giving you action. She looking at you, and then she, you know, kiss her boyfriend, you know, rubber. You know how they do that,
yeah,
that little shit.
What are you asking me about?
What is that?
I wouldn't even recognize that bitch.
well, what does that mean? Is that, you know what I'm saying? Is she
it don't mean
trying to make
shit.
You jealous?
You seen, hey, stop talking. It means you seen a loose bitch that ain't got no respect for her man, and you ain't hardly want to fuck with her. No way, no way. Because she ain't going to do nothing but cause you problems. If she'll do that with her man and then slip you her number, what you think she going to do when her man motherfucking knows she fucking with you? She going to say whatever to make her be innocent, the nigga going to come kill you. What you got on that?
I can dig that. I understand that.
So what did I tell you then? What was my answer?
Your answer was the bitch ain't shit.
You motherfucking right, man. So when you see shit like that, instead of you thinking what to do, you should be thinking what not to do. I'm not fucking with that bitch. You guys end up in right. You guys end up in Red Lobster. She with her man, and you by yourself. But on the way, some kind of way, you go through this little shit you explain it. Then y'all in there, and then you go to the bathroom, and as you're coming out, you see the bitch. And then the motherfucking bitch say something to you, you say something to her, and she slip you her number some kind of way. See, you'll take that number. And you know it. But what are you taking? If she'll do that to you, what the fuck? I mean, if she'll do that to a motherfucker she with, what do you think she'll do to you?
The same motherfucking thing, Rosebud.
If not worse. So why even put yourself in that position? Otherwise, you can't get killed for, you know, being in the wrong position unless you put yourself in the wrong. How can you be at the wrong place at the wrong at the right time unless you put yourself there? This is why you gotta constantly think about every fucking thing you do. Because I got several pimp friends that knew better and went to some square ass motherfucker's house that was married to pick up the bitch. Some married ass bitch wanna be a hoe now.
Mark Zumar.
Man, you know Mark
Zumar, right?
Who is this?
No, I remember you talked about him on the show, but
oh. Yeah, Mark Zumar. All these motherfuckers that got killed by motherfuckers that can't stand some man shit. Otherwise, Cricket gonna get that motherfucker's bitch, and he gonna be a man and tell that motherfucker about it. But that man ain't no pimp. That man ain't got no understanding about pimp shit. So how the fuck you gonna use some pimp shit to fuck with this sucker? Them motherfuckers got caught like that. So Mark Zumar, man, you really remember, he brought up, that nigga been gone a long time. His name was $100 Bill Mark. Because he never had nothing but $100 bills. And I ain't talking about two or three of them. This motherfucker always had at least 7 or 8, 10, 12 $100 bills. All of them was expendable for tonight. Mark Zumar, that motherfucker was up. 718, what's happening?
Yeah, hello, I'm on.
That guy. That's that guy.
Hello?
718 is the only one
that's
talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, I had this situation. You know, I'm not going to really, I ain't trying to promote nothing on your show or nothing like that, but I had to wrote an e-book. So, you know what I mean? This bro, she get up there, and she sent me a friend request up there. I noticed she had a blue check. She had close to 1 million followers. So I'm like, what is this, a mistake? I mean, you know what, I accepted it. Make a long story short, she sent me a long message. She like, oh, I bought the book. You know what I mean? I didn't get to read it yet. I'm going to check it. And I don't know if you know about Instagram, but she always on my stories. Not all the time.
What are you asking me, bro? Come on, man. Nobody want to hear all this goddamn bullshit.
Yeah,
what are you asking?
I'm I'm asking you, I want to get at her. You know what I'm saying? I want to get at her. She got
an Instagram bitch. Hey, stop. Stop. Yeah. You talking about an Instagram bitch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, and you said she got a million followers, right?
Nah, she got close to a million followers with a blue check.
Saying is this, you're a really ignorant mother. Stop, nigga, I don't want to hear your goddamn shit. You an ignorant motherfucker. Fucking with some bitch sending you a goddamn picture on Instagram that she didn't send. How many of you said she got 900,000? She didn't send it to 800,000 motherfuckers. And you talking about you want to get at her.
She ain't never seen no picture.
Do you want to hear what I can, you know what, fuck you, man. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. I don't want to hear no motherfucking bullshit. This nigga didn't want to ask me shit. He wanted to explain what he was doing. I don't want to hear the explanation. What I'm saying is if you fucking with a bitch that got a Instagram page, that means she's socially active and she got a lot of motherfuckers fucking with her. The only way you can catch that bitch is to see her somewhere in person, and then this motherfucking bitch y'all talking, and you tell her she got a Instagram, you know, and without you being anything with that Instagram, you kind of think this bitch like you, not that you like her, and she going to like you because you like her. No, something she doing is letting you know she like you, because that's what an Instagram bitch got to do. She can't just send me shit, can't say shit to me, tell me this. Bitch, you better do something you ain't doing with all them other 800,000 motherfuckers, or fuck you, because, nigga, I'm not being one of them 800,000 like your motherfucking ass. Now, motherfucker, talk. Wait, I got the wrong nigga. 517, I just chose you. But don't say nothing. I want 718. Come on, 718. I ain't scared of you talk.
Nah. She did do something. The only thing she did, she showed some love. And she had posted the book up. She like,
stop,
I'm going to post it up.
Stop. How the fuck is your ass going to say she showed some love? See, all you guys listening, you guys are stupid when you say this kind of goddamn shit. She showed some love. Oh, the only thing she did, she showed some love. What she said? Oh, I'm so sorry because you didn't want to wake up at 8 o'clock. What did she do to show you love, man?
She posted the book up and got me some sales. She got all my followers. Her followers went up probably like 1,500 more followers. And I got a whole bunch of books there.
Listen, she posted your book that you wrote and got you some sales, right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, stop. What I'm saying is this. Why is that making you want to fuck with the bitch?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. You know what I'm saying? I was wanting to just keep it like, all right, she showed some love and keep it at that. First, I was
Stop. Listen. What I'm saying is when a motherfucker got something going, when a motherfucker is doing something and you reach out to a person like this bitch, and then this bitch, without you really asking her, fucking, you know, help you out by promoting your shit. Yeah, you supposed to want to get at that bitch because she got a million motherfuckers. Now I see that. But what I'm saying is the way you get at her is not through Instagram, not through no goddamn social media communication. You let the bitch know how you appreciate what she is doing, and you got some more shit that she can really be interested in. But I can't be sharing it on this social media. We got to meet. Now, where is the bitch, man, as opposed to where you at?
Nah, she in the same. I'm in New York. She in New York, too. She a model type bitch. Well, she is a model.
Stop. What I'm talking about, you talking about that goddamn bitch. I'm talking about you. And that's what you ain't talking about. All you talking about is that goddamn bitch. She did. motherfucker, if that bitch is in New York, why can't that bitch bring her motherfucking ass to see you? Or why can't you take your ass to see the bitch? Answer that. You want to talk
much? No, I was letting you speak. Yeah, because the whole time I just kept it on. I appreciated it. And that was it. You know what I mean? That's why I
hey, bro, did I ask you what you did? Or did I ask you why you didn't do something?
Nah, you asked me why I didn't.
So answer that. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I was just dragging my foot looking at the followers. Like, man, she ain't okay. I don't want to gooch her out. And then next thing you know, she don't follow me because she think I'm a weirdo trying to meet up with her. I know she got a bunch of dudes trying to meet up with her on here. She got a
million
followers,
but she,
so I ain't want to be put in that category.
Stop. Do she have a bunch of motherfuckers that she promoted their books?
Nah, but she promote other shit, though. Not,
listen,
not a book.
Man, God damn, can you shut the fuck up? You so stupid, I hate to even talk to you. But what I'm saying is, she do not have a bunch of motherfuckers that she promoted their shit. I mean, they book. But she might have been promoting a lot of motherfuckers' shit. So you want to separate yourself. You don't want to hope shit like you. Let's say that bitch got me some sales, because I write too. Let's say that bitch got me some sales last week. Man, before the weekend, I didn't know if I should be fucking with that bitch. Because I would have asked her or said some shit that would let her say whatever the fuck is going to let me know if I want to fuck with this bitch. I ain't going to be sitting, waiting, getting on a motherfucking talk show to ask what I should do. I ain't saying people shouldn't do that. What I'm saying is what I would do. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wonder. I would devise a way for me to see. And without that bitch knowing shit, she would show me. 517, come on, man.
All right, Professor. To build on the conversation we had last week.
Give me a Waterloo with you, motherfucker. I probably wouldn't have opened up the mic, God damn it. You know what you're talking about, motherfucker.
To build on the conversation we had last week, you showed me how I was fucking up by letting that bitch I met online pay for my traveling expenses. I see the sense in it, and that leads me to ask you the proper way to charge and instruct a woman that's not selling pussy for me, because I believe that even a wife is supposed to pay her dues and follow instructions of her husband on a consistent basis.
Well, that's true, but the way you charge a motherfucker that's in position. Let me ask you this. You talking about a woman that's in position to do this, that, and the other for you. So instead of you letting her do this, that, and the other for you, you want to know how to charge her, right?
Yeah, I want to know the proper way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because
cameo,
you know,
that's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. That guy that was just on with me, I think he was 718. See, he have exactly what he needs to do what you're asking. Otherwise, the way you charge a bitch that got, she's in position, she got some money, blah, blah, blah. You charge her by showing her you ain't no begging ass motherfucker. You know what you want in your life, and you trying to get it. Now, I ain't got all the hookups your paper-having ass got, but, I mean, if you willing to try to help me roll, because I don't want you to, you know, I don't want to live on you. I want to live on what I'm doing. 718 already got the bitch to try to, you know, put it on her Instagram, which is promotion. But as far as him, he got a whole nother problem. You, if you was doing something like that, your problem is you ain't got nothing that a bitch with something want to fuck with. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand perfectly what you're saying.
So what's your job? What should you do?
have directions, have ambitions, have goals, you know what I'm saying, something I'm working towards.
No, Kevin, no. Stop thinking like you thinking. You think it's short-sighted. You thinking you ain't gonna ever really meet a motherfucker that could do something for you. But you're trying to act like you know what to do if you meet her. What I'm saying is you need to start figuring out some shit that you want to do as far as you want to sell it, you want to make it, whatever that you want to do, so that when you talk to a bitch with some money, you don't have to talk about her money. You talk about what the fuck you trying to do to get in that same position. And you never ask the bitch for shit. Because if the bitch like you and she see what you doing, that bitch going to support you. And that's what you do, Camille. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yep, I got you. I don't understand exactly what you're saying.
Do it make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense to me because I'm an aspiring entrepreneur, and I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I need to focus on.
Stop. When you mention the word entrepreneur, what does entrepreneur mean?
A person that takes risks to get money who don't got a 9-to-5.
Okay, that's not exactly, but I'll go for that. So what I'm saying is when you say that, shouldn't you have something that your entrepreneurial abilities is promoting?
Yeah.
Because a person of action, otherwise a woman with some money or a dude with some money, you say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur and I'll be trying to do you. Well, what have you done? What are you trying to promote? And you say, and give her some bullshit. Is they gonna support you?
Nah, because you unsure. You really ain't about what you talking about.
So what I'm saying is, unless you have something that you're doing that you can respond positively to, by explaining what you've been doing, all you're doing is telling the bitch she can't fuck with you. Do that make sense?
Yep. Yep, you answered my scenario. I appreciate it.
So what I'm saying, motherfucking Cameo, keep it coming, baby. Because, see, a motherfucker that asks the right questions can get direction from the answer. So I hope what you're asking and what I've answered is really getting you direction toward where you're trying to go. Because don't nobody with some money want to fuck with somebody that's thinking of doing something or trying to do something. They want to fuck with somebody that's done it to a certain point and can't go any further because they don't have no support. And if you say it like that, they'll never support you. They have to see through fucking with you that all this guy needs is support. So let's say you wrote a book and you hoped it would sell. But it didn't make you rich. So the person you want to help you, they might say, man, one book ain't shit. They don't say that, but that's what they're thinking. But let's say you wrote this one book. And you got 20 more completed books. This motherfucker going to be looking at your writing skills. Fuck your book. Does he know how to write? And if they see you know how to write, they going to fuck with you. Because they see they're not wasting money. If it's a dude, it's about wasting money. If it's a broad, it's about her showing you that she down. And all you got to do, and the way you really do that, bitch got a lot of money. So you show her what you need, blah, 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 and you make sure what you need ain't but $1,000 or $1,200. That ain't shit to a bitch that got some money. She going to do that just to fuck you. But But then when you do that, you realize you got her. She then took the bait. This is where your real plan starts. So you need graphics if you're a writer. You need this if you're a writer. You need all this shit that has to do with writing. But you never tell her you need it. You just tell her, look, you know what? When I'm in position, I'm going to make sure that I have this. You know, because without this, you know, trying to be a writer, blah, 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 you make this bill. What the bitch going to do? Wait till the very next opportunity, even if it's a month away, that she can see we're helping you, we'll put her in the position of being Mo your bitch. You ain't asking her for none of this goddamn shit. That's how game work, fellas. That's how it works. So listen. It's telling me I got 90 seconds. Get back with me next week. I fucked up this week, and I didn't put the time. So we only had 15 minutes, and it let me go 30 minutes over, I guess. But what I'm saying is get back with me, man, because we're going to talk about this kind of goddamn shit. This kind of shit is real shit, and this is the shit that make a difference. I ain't talking about pimping. I ain't talking about being a motherfucking square. I'm talking about being a leader. I'm talking about what qualities you need to lead. To be accepted as a sponsor of reality. All right, you guys, I know I'm screaming. You know me, motherfuckers. I talk hella shit. But the only reason I do this shit is because I love what I'm doing and I love the motherfuckers I'm helping. No matter what, Cameo, other motherfuckers. Whoever, 718, all motherfuckers who ask questions tonight. I don't give a fuck if they like how I respond to them. I give a fuck if they take what I said serious enough to implement it in their life. Because a closed mouth won't get fed. Even if every motherfucker know you hungry. You ain't getting fed if you don't open your goddamn mouth. Think like that. Be like that. Because what we have, what me and you have, is a connection. I'm hiccuping because I'm spitting some real shit. God damn it. We have a connection. In this connection, you know what? Matter of fact, I was reading that sit down. I got 20 more minutes. It is like counting down. I thought when I looked at it, that's how whatever. I don't know what I thought, but I'm gonna keep kicking it because I see that I got 20 more. It's counting down. 20 minutes, 30 seconds. Okay. Because to me, shit. Let me take 2 seconds with some water. I fucking got these fucking hiccups. These motherfucking hiccups got me goddamn just belching and or hiccuping while I'm talking. But there you go. What I'm saying is, as far as what we was talking about, what's quality, what makes you quality. See, what makes you quality is your actions. And to me, I've seen the most success from being polite. Being polite is one of the easiest things you can do to get attention. And if you learn to be polite, then don't expect any response. It's even better. Everything you do or think should be either selfishly done or conceitedly thought of to do. So when you're being polite, you're doing it. Oh, shit. I hear somebody. Oh, that's Cameo. Cameo, let me cut you off, man. When you're being polite, it's you're being selfish because you're serving something that you're thinking of. This is done, being polite, it's done selfishly because you really couldn't give a fuck about that old lady crossing the street. But you know, since you're going to stop traffic helping her, for that moment, you're in the spotlight. And who knows what woman is actually watching you. Let's say this old person is getting ready to cross the street. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to rush over to him and got him or her and escort him across the street. Even though I'm going out of my way to do it, I do stuff like that. What I'm doing is letting whoever is in the vicinity, who's ever able to see this, I'm letting them know that I think I'm a gentleman and I will escort that lady or that elderly person with pride and dignity. Because when you put yourself on Front Street like that, it requires you to be brave enough to do it. And the reward you can get from that bravery is your skin gets a little tougher. And that helps when it comes to you accepting rejection. When you do these kind of things, you're going to be showing that you're different. And that's what it's all about, being different, ain't it? Why is this going to work as far as toughening up your skin? It's going to work because you're going to approach this situation without expecting a reward. And this is a valuable part of my courses. And I'm only going to really give you a little bit of it. But if you do things without expectations, you're going to become a better person. If you learn to approach a social situation without expecting anything in return as far as a conversation, you'll begin to see that you don't need any motherfucking responses to do what you think to do. What you think should be. You're going to begin to look at the response as a pat on the back. And you're going to get so fucking used to doing what you think is going to become natural. Because 9 out of 10 times, a motherfucker is not going to respond the way that promotes you doing what you started out to do. You know, that's where all of the negativity comes from for you. When what you started out to do ain't happening. And when you speak to a woman, you expect a certain response, and when you don't get it, you trip. See, when you speak to any woman or dude, expect a response, not a certain response, but a response, and you have 4 or 5 ideas of what the response can be. And this is how you talk. This is how you make the conversation under your control. But, you know, I'm just telling you some shit. How the fuck are you going to do it? If what I say on my shows actually helped you fucking do the shit, I wouldn't have a school. What I say on my show shows you that I'm not scared to tell you what the fuck I'm talking about. Because I know your ass ain't going to go out there and do it. Which brings my school back, because there's no, like Cameo say, you ain't getting no C, you ain't getting, I mean, you could get a C, you could get a B, those are good grades, but you ain't graduating. If you want to graduate, you're going to have to get an A. And that's what you guys need. That's why you need to get used to not getting a response from a woman. Speak to her and go on your motherfucking way. Let that bitch catch up with you if she want to say something to you. This is one of the little things I give you to do in my courses. In my courses, a little tiny bitch bring this shit to you. It just bring you little parts of the game. And this is why, or this is what really is important for you to get And that's some game. No other person in my position can claim they can give you some of what they're selling. But I do, and I can prove it. When you're out there, you have to be different. You can't go around looking like everybody else. There's ideals you have to establish when you're trying to, you know, be a leader type motherfucker. Then when you mature and develop your mentality, you're going to see, or you should see, there are extreme differences between you and every motherfucking body else. I ain't trying to turn any of you motherfuckers out to be pimps. But I am guilty of trying to do one thing, and that's help you become a competent man, whether you're a pimp or not. Because the motherfucker who uses his confidence to move and shake in the social world is a motherfucker with direction and easy to follow. No matter what you think, women want to be led, and they want to follow a motherfucker who's capable of showing leadership without ego tripping. And that's what you got to watch when you get your confidence together. You don't want to create, you know, a situation where everybody thinks you ego tripping, so they don't take what you think seriously. You ain't careful, you're going to be mistaken for a motherfucker with an irrational ego. And that's another part of being confident. When you get involved with being an alpha man, you have to accept the whole enchilada. You can't take from it what you like about it. You have to take the entire idea. You can't get emotionally involved to where you let women come between you and your friends. There's going to be many times you bump heads with different dogs, alpha motherfuckers, over the same woman, same situation, whatever. And this is a time to be a gentleman. It's not a time to make claims of being first or none of that stupid shit. I never argue with a man over a goddamn bitch. You know what I do? I always say, stay down, bro. There's plenty of women in it for me to get at. And I be gone. Nothing is worth my life. Nothing is worth my safety. All right, man, they finna take me out right now. So before they do, I'm gone, you guys. It'll be better next week because I will not make this same mistake.